so of course now I forget what I was saying. Oh, yeah, I know. Thank you. Thank you, Spirit. So it was sort of like the daily message, where when we treat ourselves with kindness, we're going to realize that our higher self is really in attendance at all moments, guiding us to our truth. We're the ones that are learning how to receive that, learning how to respond to that, learning how to be willing to be led. Because again, the mind thinks it knows, and I watch my mind, and it goes to the negative. It goes to the negative. And the ego is like, keep going, that's awesome. So we don't want that. We don't want that. We want the new approach. We want the highest assertion, the highest value. So it's so interesting, because as I'm babbling, I'm realizing I'm teaching, like they're teaching through me, that this is of great value. This is like the mechanics of consciousness that we're swimming through and creating our renewed reality. Because if you remember that this world is consciousness, and we're teaching ourselves how to attune to light, how to attune to our highest response. So that's not in reading a good book or going to an amazing attunement or whatever it is. That's taking it home. So how does this affect your everyday life? How do you make concrete changes so that you draw to yourself all the energies coming through? So beautiful. So you draw to yourself your highest occurrence. So this is the point. We're working with like this old timeline. We're working with this old template that's really very heavy, and that really keeps us focused in fear, and it keeps us focused in what we're doing wrong, because that's the unconscious guilt, that's the shame. We all carry that until we're ascended, because that's ego, that's 3D. So what we're doing is, and I see the light coming down, imagine like fireworks, or like icicles, like at Christmas time they have those like shimmery lights. That's what you want to envision. There's shimmery, oh my God, the energy. There's shimmery lights that are coming forth, blessing us, helping us arrive, helping us respond, helping us promote, because we are each in charge of self-promotion. No ascended master external to us is going to perform this for us. It's for each of us to adorn grace and realize our majesty, realize that we're the master. So everyone that's like, oh, ascended master, they've ascended from old consciousness, and they've restored themselves to brilliance. They've awakened to truth. They've awakened to glory. They've awakened to higher request. So this is what we are each now in process of attaining, each of us. And so we do this through ownership of our own direction. So it's very important, and we're all entitled to really start knowing ourselves and not avoiding it. It's like noticing when there is a tendency towards a certain position. So what I just explained, it's a very long way home, but they're like, this is the crux, this is the heart of it, is noticing, yes, my love, cappuccino is now joining us. We're officially ready to start. So it's noticing how consciousness operates within your own placement. In other words, what's your first response? Is it positive or negative? Is it blessing you? Is it creating higher vision? Or is it keeping you stuck in the old story? Is it keeping you stuck in the old tradition? And so when you notice what's going on, it's almost like being a CEO of a company, paying attention to your patterning, paying attention to what you're offering. Because your focus in each moment is offering your new experience. And so if you want to know what your new experience is going to be, notice your focus, notice your consciousness, notice what you're putting in, what the ingredients are that you're putting in into your stew, your mix, your soup, your dance, whatever you want it to be. And it's very relevant. So before we bring forth the attunement, which is of course starting to download, they want to make all things possible for those that believe. So that would be us. So here's graduation. They want you to pick a setting. So it could be a soup. It could be a stew. It could be anything. But you want to have some kind of visual, so that you understand, so that you have a quick access to the mechanics of creation. So it could just be energy droplets. It could be how many angels are you bringing in. It could be how, imagine like your higher self. It's every time you say yes, it's coming towards you. Every time you say no, boom, goes back up like a bungee cord. So have some kind of visualization where you're learning to trust yourself, where you're learning to align with self. So for me, I actually have this vision right now of my higher self, and she looks a little angelic. She looks pure. She also looks powerful. So power, because it's the power of divinity. We're that's what we're aiming for, is to like own, be receptive, to be engaged, to be in alignment with the power of divinity, because that's who we are. That's who we are. So we're learning how to receive grace. We're learning how to consent to our truest claim. So each of us are asking to bring this to fruition now, to claim that visual statement. So for me, it's like receiving her. Am I receiving her or am I ignoring her? Which choice it is. So it could be whatever you, if you're a mechanic, it's like an extra tool in your tool belt. So this is very personalized. So this is the time of arrival. So as we will receive, as we will consent, as we will allow, there is a merging of truest claim that we are importing. So in English, we are agreeing to it. We are saying yes. We are stepping into our forward motion. So you want to remember, there are many parallel earths. So it's not that we're changing the earth. We're agreeing to an earth that resides on a different frequency. We're agreeing to ourselves. It's not that we're changing ourselves. We're coming into alignment. We're coming into compassion. We're coming into favored claim with a version of ourselves, with an aspect of ourselves. Remember, parallel earths, parallel selves. We're coming into alignment with a aspect of ourselves that is already there, is already in existence in a future timeline, that we are now agreeing to in our present commodity. So as you will permit the shift, as you will permit the holy exchange, as you will allow further approach, now this is very important, that means releasing stale energy, stale chi. And I literally see like a piece of day-old toast. Like, who in the world would want to eat that? But they're saying that's what we're doing. So when we open up to our new mana, we're opening up to our heavenly bliss. We're consenting to our new arrival. So when we keep that stale energy, that stale chi, holding on to yesterday, well, this is what I know. This is my security. So they're literally showing me in a dungeon, like holding on to a security blanket. It's keeping me secure, giving me something to hold on to in a dungeon. So this is 3D. I mean, it's like, it's a consciousness. It's a go of consciousness. So as we will receive and delight, as we will receive in our truest claim, I literally had this night with the sword. And it's like the energy when you call an Archangel Michael, but this is literally a knight in our case. And he's cutting like these shackles, it's imagery. So it's cutting these shackles of the chains where we've been lying dormant. In other words, we've been agreeing, static cling. We've been agreeing to old formats. So this is 3D belief in separation, belief in fear. belief and fear. Now they're going to be helping us watch our vicinity in English when we make choices all day long, every day. They're going to show us, it's going to be pronounced so we can see it, when we're making choice with love and where we're making choice in fear. And so when we notice that we're doing something in fear, remember, that's the old claim. They are going to be supporting us in bringing forth that love. It's never what we do. It's a dream state. It's really insignificant what we do, actually. It's the energy we're operating with. So we're learning how to align. We're learning how to ascend with a new timeline. So in order to make that happen, we self-promote. We come into agreement. We come into delight. Okay. Oh, there we go, Helen. We come into delight in serving the highest approach. So that means we operate with love in all moments. So it's still fine to purchase something because, oh gosh, they have it here. They may not have it tomorrow. But they're going to be helping us move from, let me do this out of fear that they don't have it tomorrow, to let me do this out of love, because my higher self, spirit, sending me resources that I will need. And I receive that in love. Because this is where we're either serving yesteryear or we're serving our new ascension. We're serving our new timeline. Because remember, we're coming into agreement with what we would perceive as a future timeline. It's really a parallel self that's already operating that we're agreeing to. So as we will agree to a new commodity, as we will agree to our new approach, as we will agree to our new timeline, we step into treasure. So treasure means everything that we need for our new consent will appear as we agree. So there isn't some rule book that says how long it has to take. There isn't some opposing force outside of ourselves that can prevent this from occurring. There is no external reality. It's all an aspect of our own faith, our own consciousness, our own belief system. So as we consent with the new reality, as we consent with our heavenly birth, as we consent to our new promotion, we bring ourselves into agreement, into alignment. And we actually can do that very easily, very quickly, as we will self-promote. So this means taking responsibility for our consciousness, taking responsibility for our thought system. Now, it's no problem when you see your thought system all haywire. So now I understand, like, why am I going having this little dialogue with everyone? And why do I seem to be behind? But it's not. It was like purposely, I forgot the incense or whatever, because they wanted me to go through the exercise. And it's not me. They want to be very clear about this. They're saying I keep referring to myself as a separate being. We collectively, and please receive this, we collectively bring forth record keeping. In English, everyone's higher self has called forth this teaching to ourselves because we're ready for promotion. So everything you receive with delight, you are saying yes to, that is already a wish-fulfilling dream within self. It's already you. You're awakening it. You're saying yes. You're claiming it. So as we will agree, as we will consent, as we will self-promote, we open up to our truest glance, our truest assertion, our newest availability. So what's available to us is ongoing. There's no separation, so there's no ending. There's no limitation. So what Joshua, what so many masters have demonstrated is just reflective of what we are coming into consent with. So we resurrect consciousness every moment, as we will agree. In each moment, there's new birthing. There's new possibility. Because as we open up and self-promote, as we say yes to our future glance, we step out of faith and we change the records. We release ourselves, we dismiss ourselves from that old stale energy, that piece of toast. Gosh, they just keep showing me the dungeon, and it's like this night is just, it's like we were chained to an old consciousness, and so we are asserting our new circumstance. So as we seal this activation, as we seal this promotion, we do so in alliance of our truth that we're coming into alignment with, to into agreement with our ascended status, the aspect of ourselves that is beyond space and time. So as we allow this to be, we welcome change. Funny how they slip that one in there. Because ego doesn't like change, wants security, wants it all to be the same, no matter how miserable you are. We welcome change. We welcome change understanding that we're entitled to it. We welcome change understanding that our higher self is directing it. We welcome change understanding that we're creating the new earth as we create our new vision, our new residence, our new reality. So as we receive on behalf of all our brethren, all of life. We offer this gift and we hold this to be true in honor of all souls ready to begin again, ready to assert their highest value. We offer this to all that are leaders, which are really all of us, but those in particular appointed designations that have the ability to break traditions, to open up to new approaches, to receive their own higher inspiration. And as we do this, we remember we're leading our own selves, and we consent to doing likewise, breaking tradition of old patterns, old beliefs, old values, as we recognize the master within, our own master self, and we allow grace. We allow ease. We allow our true homecoming. Let us pray. There's someone that really, really wants this, and the concern is like, how painful is this going to be? And the answer is, how much do you want to cling to yesteryear? The pain is not traveling into the new. The pain is your own mind that thinks, that believes in loss. So the pain is not the new commodity, it's not the new format. It's the fear, it's the belief that you're leaving your security, you're leaving the known. And so you establish the level of pain. How much do you still believe in your old security, your old format? That's actually the only place where there's the illusion of pain. So the inverse of that is, how much are you willing to believe in your own self? How much are you willing to believe in your own higher self, your divine self, your partnership with God, divinity, your I Am presence, your Christ nature, your spiritual committee, pick whichever words ring true. That's your leverage. That's your leverage. All right, so beautiful, beautiful. Let me read the chat real quickly and then we'll begin. Pain, blissful. Beautiful. All right, so let's see how we can be of further assistance to each.